Welcome to the Anchorverse, where we will share a collection of poems from the Bible and other sources that give glory to God. I hope you enjoy the readings. The True Meaning of Christmas by M.S. Lowndes. Jesus Christ was born this day so many years before. He came a servant to the lost, though he was Lord of lords. We celebrate this joyous time reflecting on his birth, not born in a mansion, but a stable, as if he had no worth. He came so he could identify with the human heart of man and gave his life as a sacrifice, offering a better plan, a plan that reconciles us back to our loving Father God, bringing hope and redemption from sin's ruling iron rod. For this is the only reason that we should celebrate this day. To become focused on everything else would take the meaning away. So let's arise with joy in our hearts and share it with everyone. The meaning of Christmas will always be the birth of Jesus, God's Son. The True Meaning of Christmas by M.S. Lowndes. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Psalm 95.